31st, 2024 meeting of the Law Enforcement and Public Safety meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. And Chair, would you lead us, please?
Sure.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening. We have our public defender just joined us, so welcome.
Thank you. Sorry.
That's okay. Clerk, please call the roll.
Sure. Chair Hansett?
Present.
Deputy Chair Hewitt?
Here.
Legislator Maloney? Legislator McCullough?
Here.
Legislator Walz?
Here.
Four present and one absent.
Can you make that an O instead of a U?
Okay. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay, I don't know if anybody had a chance to, but if we could approve the December 7th, 2023 meeting minutes. Any discussion on those minutes from December 7th?
I'll make the motion.
Make the motion.
To pass.
To pass. Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Minutes are approved. We're going to get right into our resolutions. Let's see, resolution number 39, amending the 2024 Ulster County budget to accept additional federal funding relating to the Stop DWI program, Department of Probation. Dana, would you like to speak on this, please?
We had originally received the amount of $22,000 from the High Visibility campaign, enforcement campaign, and when we received the award, we received an additional $7,000, so we would like to add that to the budget. And we also have $21,500 that we've gotten from GTSC, A2 localities, and we would like to add that to the budget also. And I believe that part of this had been under state aid, and it needs to be moved to federal. Mm-hmm. So it's all awards.
Okay. Very good. Is there any discussion or questions on this? Motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution is adopted 4-0. Resolution number 40, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter in an agreement with the New York State Office of Indigent Legal Services for distribution number 14 from the, and this falls under the Public Defender's Office. Liz Corrado, would you like to speak on that, please?
Sure. This is just a continuing authorization for the various distributions for grant funding stream for holes in the county budget that aren't covered either by the county or by the HH funds that come through. And this is just to authorize the chair to enter into this agreement. This is for 2024, 25, and 26, and it essentially covers one family court attorney, partial rent, and office supplies.
Very good. Okay, is there any discussion or questions on this resolution? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution is adopted 4-0. Just want to say welcome. Thank you for being here.
Aye. Thank you.
Resolution number 41, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a participation agreement and any amendments thereto with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for participation in the Local Emergency Management Performance Grant Program for federal fiscal year 2023. Emergency Communications, Emergency Management, and we have Director Everett Erickson here, if you would like to speak on that, please.
Sure. This is one of our smaller grants that we receive every single year. We use it towards personnel. It goes towards our emergency manager, Michael Madison's yearly salary. And his responsibilities are, you know, reviewing all EM plans for the county and working with the local municipalities.
And you said this is yearly, correct?
This is yearly, correct.
Okay, very good. Any discussion or questions? Okay, is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
Would you like to?
I'll make a motion to adopt it.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is adopted 4-0. Can you give, do you have any extra copies?
Mm-hmm.
Also just, do you mind?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yep.
Does Jason Legislator Kobach, do you need a copy also? Do you have another one?
Yeah.
Legislator Kobach. Thank you. Resolution number 42, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to accept the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee grant, Police Services, Ulster County Sheriff. Under Sheriff Mullins, would you like to speak on this grant?
So this basically reimburses our overtime for Bunny Detail, which is Buckle Up New York, and other Governor Traffic Safety details like car seat checks and stuff like that. It's a yearly grant that we get that just reimburses that overtime.
Okay, is there any discussion or questions on resolution number 42? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution is carried 4-0. Resolution number 43, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $21,418.52, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County Axon Enterprises, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff's Department. Under Sheriff Mullins.
So this is an Axon contract renewal for the Criminal Division's body-worn cameras. It's just the yearly maintenance.
Okay. Is there any discussion or questions?
Thank you. This made me do some research last month when the community was speaking about Axon as a company, and it used to be called Taser. And when I learned more about the shock grenades that destroy human organs, it made me think more about what we do with our money, and I'm going to be a yes on this tonight so we can move it to the floor. But after the bailout in 2008, I stopped banking with the banks that were bailed out because those people got $4 trillion for being irresponsible. And when I said this to my brother, he said, get over it. And I'm not going to get over it. I'm going to bank with local banks, care about the companies I do business with, and make sure that my money is doing the right thing. So I'm going to be a yes tonight, but I am going to be hoping we can find a company that can make body cameras because they're important. That helps more in the regenerative economy of supporting good companies.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. Can we have a motion to adopt the resolution?
Make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is carried 4-0.
Greg.
No one opposed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Motion is adopted 3-1. I apologize. All right. Resolution number 44, approving the execution of a contract for $138,920.29 entered into by the County Culinary Depot, Ulster County Sheriff's. This looks like it's for a dishwasher, so under Sheriff Mullins.
So the dishwasher that's there is the original from 2007. It had a lot of mechanical issues. One inmate also got cut on the thing, so we had to get a new dishwasher. It was out to bid last year. Replaced the original dishwasher with the building that's very costly repairs. So.
And this is for the contract. So.
For the contract.
Yep. Any discussion or questions? Yes.
This came into our conversation in December. Same number.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Now it's just coming into contract.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Just curious, you know, on the face of it, it looks like, you know, expensive dishwasher. Is there something that when somebody looks at that is going to, you know, what?
So it's an industrial dishwasher because of the jail for all the incarcerated individuals. So it's constantly being used every single day, all day long. So, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and everything's getting washed through it. So it has to be an industrial size. It's a big dishwasher. So that's, yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Chair Hansett and I did a tour recently, and the machine is longer than this room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so on a sidebar, moving forward, we will definitely take tours of different departments. And, you know, our first one up will be the DA's office. The jail, I know Director Erickson has some, we're always welcome over there. And we would like to get to the fire safety build, fire training center as well. So it's very good to see with your own eyes. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, so motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll make the motion.
Second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Legislator Cullen, what were you?
Yes.
Yes, very good, thank you. Motion is adopted 4-0. Resolution number 45, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $20,404, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county, IDEMIA Identity and Security USA, LLC, Ulster County Sheriff's Department. Under Sheriff?
So basically this is the system that we fingerprint suspects on. It's a electronic fingerprinting process, and we have one in every single zone, and it's pretty much the UA maintenance piece.
Okay. Any discussion or questions? Okay. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is adopted 4-0. Resolution number 46, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $5,728.30, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county, Veritri, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff's. Under Sheriff, can you speak on this, please?
Sure. It's a training simulator that we bought a few years ago that was essential to training new recruits and also senior people that have been on the job a while. It's pretty much electronic. It almost looks like a video game, but it trains them to do real life scenarios. And this is the yearly maintenance contract.
Okay. Any discussion on that? I feel like we just got that, and I can't believe it's a year already.
Yeah.
But everybody speaks very highly of it, and I know the sheriff would and the undersheriff would allow. At some time, maybe we can set that up as well.
We love that, yeah. Check it out.
And you also allow other departments, correct, in the county?
Yeah, it's used by any department that asks for it. We train a lot with the other agencies inside the county, so we allow them to use it, recruits from any agency, even outside the county.
Right.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Is this used also as a tool for racial sensitivity and unique situations that officers have to be on their toes?
It does, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll show it to you, walk you through it. It's actually a pretty amazing tool. You can put all kinds of different data in to see the officer's reaction during a stressful situation.
Nice. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I know that you've also used it like in different situations besides like out in the community, correct?
You can
set it up to educate a lot of different
communities.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right, very good. We have a motion to adopt the resolution.
Make the motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is adopted 4-0. Resolution number 47, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $28,287.61. causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county, NDI Technologies, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff's. Undersheriff?
So this is a system that that pretty much it's a license plate reader system, so we have it on trailers that we could deploy in situations like recently we had the fatal car accident in Falls, and I know Sarvey's had a fatal car accident as well. We can deploy these trailers to areas and get data from vehicles that are in that area to help solve crimes. So we deploy them around the county when there's speeding complaints and stuff like that. So this is the yearly maintenance renewal fee.
Okay, any questions or discussion?
Sometimes I'm channeling legislators from the past term, so Phil Erner would ask, how is the privacy of people's personal information being protected?
Good question. So we only use it for incidents that we have like a case number or something like that on. So we don't just randomly go in there and search plates. We have a policy and procedure in place that we basically shirk with. So yeah, there is privacy to that, and like I said, we only use it for a case.
Great, thank you.
No problem.
Okay, any other questions, concerns? Okay, can we get a motion to adopt the resolution?
Okay.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is carried 4-0. Resolution number 48, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $17,850, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County Public Safety Psychology PLLC, Ulster County Sheriff's Department.
So this is a renewal contract that we have to, every time we do a new hire, we send them through a psychological evaluation to make sure that they're fit for the job. So this is a yearly contract renewal as well. We do corrections and deputy sheriffs that we hire, we send them to get a psych eval.
Okay.
So this is a contract.
All right, any discussion or questions?
Does that contract also include like active duty officers who may have been involved in something that, let's say they're involved in an on-duty shooting or something like that, and you want to check to make sure they're still, they have a traumatic life event that affect.
Exactly. So yeah, we could send anybody. We have a contract with them at this point, and then if we have anybody from a new hire to anyone in the office that we feel that needs to get an evaluation.
Like an IME, right?
An IME, exactly. Independent medical examiner, yeah. We can do that. Yep. Same thing.
Okay. Any other discussion or questions? All right. A motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried 4-0. Resolution number 49, amending the 2024 Ulster County personnel listing to realign the personnel listings with current job responsibilities and employee experience, the District Attorney's Office. In lieu of some items that just were brought to our attention, some technical errors, per the County Budget Director, RCPA, and Deputy County Exec, I request this resolution be withdrawn. I request parties involved to work together to bring this back next month. Any discussion?
I've been asked to be heard.
Hi.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. I wasn't aware of any of the possible issues until as we were ready to walk over here, and this is something that's significant for the office, frankly, for the success of the office, for the success of the work we do for victims of crime, and waiting for the next month would seriously undermine what we are trying to do. Because at this time we are losing employees, and the ones we have a strong potential to bring in, we are not going to be able to bring them in. Yes. Now we have a item, I believe, resolutions 49 and 50. I'm not sure if this is only to 49. I know that's what we're addressing now.
It would be for both.
I
We prepared a presentation
for the committee, and I think it's important for the committee to hear what we have to say in that presentation, and I would ask the committee to vote to hear us today, because it's a pretty serious, pretty dire situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to put it.
Would either one of you like to have any input on this at this time? Any comments or discussion would be
sure.
appreciated,
yeah,
and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, so part of what Amber and I have walked through, and I know we touched base with Saja, this funding was received for the committee. This funding was received in 2023. So the funding from the state, it was an additional grant award on top of what the district attorney's office typically gets. The state did this as a mechanism to provide district attorney offices additional funding, given what the district attorney's offices have been dealing with discovery and a bunch of other statutory legal changes. So the funding was received in 2023. At that time, the budget was not amended to increase the revenue or increase the expense to allow this to be spent. So as we get to the end of the year through closeout, that funding was then deposited into the fund balance at year end. The district attorney's office is a department that has both state funding, county share, and you know this would be additional state funding. So what Amber and I have been discussing is more of an accounting way to take that funding as deferred revenue, right, Amber?
To record in the closing of the 2023 books an unearned revenue, yes.
Yes, and then that would roll into 2024, which would create a mechanism to spend this in 2024, hopefully by March, which is the grant award period. What this resolution is doing here is attempting to draw the money from the fund balance to then allocate out. So what we're talking about and some of the technical amendments and things that we need to be addressed is how do you record both that deferred revenue or unearned revenue, I believe,
mm-hmm.
Amber, correctly to roll it from 23 to 24 to allow for this purpose. So that's what we had been discussing throughout. So I know it sounds a bit jargony, so happy to address any other questions. Sure.
That I think it's these things are important and serious, as you say. It's my brief observations here that there needs to be some, it's got to be done right. And waiting the 30 days to get it right is, I think, the right thing to do. Although it might be not what you wanted to hear tonight, but I think getting it right is more important than getting it now.
Yeah, we did move in December, and I believe that the funds, we did make the corrections to get the money into our budget in December, and I think that process went through with resolution number 717. So what we are asking now, what I am asking is that the money be made available to us to use it for the purpose that was intended in the letter that was sent to Ulster County by the Division of Criminal Justice Services. And all 61 other counties in the state are using those funds. In fact, they are using those funds to attract the people we have been working hard to train. And I'm not sure if there was a mistake made by the previous administration or not. In any event, we've taken steps to correct what may have been missteps. And I am looking to, at least to the extent that we have made resolutions. In fact, 49 deals with using money that was saved from different lines to improve other lines in the DA's office. And in fact, it doesn't cost the county anything more than the county was paying under the DA's budget. In fact, if anything, it saves the county about $9,000 in the DA's budget. Regarding resolution number 50, That's the one, in fact, if you recall, the former DA had apportioned money from that amount to every assistant DA, giving them a $10,000 stipend or bonus or raise, whatever you might call it. And the legislature did something different with that. So that's exactly what we're trying to get back to. I don't want us to lose that money because it means a lot to every individual who works in that office right now. The impact of not getting it and losing that money in a month or two will be devastating. And we stand the risk of losing more ADAs. And if that happens, I hate to predict what it's going to look like. I'm prepared to do the presentation so you know exactly what we're dealing with before you make a final determination as to what to do from here. Perhaps this is an emergency situation, but it's an emergency that deserves immediate action because I've lost two assistant DAs back to back because Dutchess County used the same money, the same funds to give one a $30,000 increase in pay, the other one a $20,000 dollar increase in pay. And it's too risky for us, the county, for victims of crime. And I would like to make that presentation at least so you know where we are.
Okay. Would anybody like to speak on what anybody...
Am I on the speaking list?
Yes, you are.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, I'm sorry.
No problem. I think you're right. We have to pay our employees not only what's fair and comparable to neighboring counties, but what will keep people at their jobs. I think that's the purpose of the salary study that's in the works right now. But when we hear numbers like $8,000 or $9,000 or $20,000 to $30,000 raises, it's out of context for me. And we rely on being precise and relying on our budget officers and budget department. And so just seeing a couple of math mistakes recently gives me pause on this resolution, and I'd rather meet with you and become precise. I'm fully open to the presentation, and I think we have plenty of time for that.
So real quick, is I just I had our team here run a couple numbers, and with some of the line items, and I understand exactly what you're saying, I do. But some of the line items, if we were to do the increases that we did already and the increases that you would like, one line is a 33% increase. Another raise is a 29% increase. 27, 29, 33. So those do give me pause. And as far as the technical errors, it really would be too many to do tonight and do it properly. There's no way. It's a lot of different information that we can do one or two amendments and make something work, but there's so many things that need to be cleaned up on here that it is not possible to do. I would like the presentation. I don't know if anybody else wants to, any other comments or discussion, but I would like to hear the presentation. And if anybody
I could just
else,
add on that, yes. The November resolution. So the November resolution was accepting the funds that were received back in September. As we know, the state is on a state fiscal year, so that's April through March. We run on a calendar year. So receiving funds in September, it makes it very difficult to spend. Amending or doing any action in December, you have zero time. By the time that resolution was approved, that resolution only accepted the money. It did not amend the budget or amend the next budget, the 24 budget. So by that point, we had already had adopted new budget for 2024. So again, the timing on this one is a little tricky in terms of the state appropriation, award letters, state fiscal year, and the county fiscal year.
And I can just add that ultimately what the receipt of the funding does is decrease the county's share of the county's cost paying for the district attorney's office as a whole. So if you want to think about it with regards to the county's share of the office's expenses, it's an equally fair train of thought to apply.
I'm not quite sure that's what it does. If you look at the letter from DCJS, it's something that specifically is designed to assist the district attorney's offices across the state above and beyond what their budget usually is. And I do not know if you have that letter, but if you we may have copies here.
It was provided to the committee as backup to the resolution.
So that makes clear that it's on top of what the each county is budgeting for the district attorney's office. This is money designed for the district attorney's offices to spend, and that's what everyone has been doing with it, which is part of the difficulties we are having in the way they are spending theirs.
Withdraw. Do I need an action? We don't need a vote on that, right?
Withdraw. No, you don't vote on either one.
All right. So do I say that now and then do the presentation?
It's up to you. Yeah, do that first.
All right. Yeah. All right. So do you need anything for the presentation or?
It's a PowerPoint and I have my laptop here, so if we can put it up on the TV, you can let me want to do it.
Do you want water now?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Clear it back.
Yep, thank you. Can you, what's the best way? So HDMI?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hell's Kitchen.
And by the way, we have Chief Assistant DA Elizabeth Colon in
house. Yes, everyone, thank you. We did introduction, so please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome.
Thank
and
you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And Deputy Chief Assistant Paul Derahanesian.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us. Saja Ahmed, who is the Administrative Assistant DA. These are individuals that, including Lauren Swan, she is not here. She's in court. She might come later, but this is a team I have put together to make sure that the services we provide to the county is as effective as it can be, and with the aim of making sure we do justice to everyone, including victims, the community at large, as well as the people we prosecute. So, they all have little kids, but they're here tonight. I know this matters to them. It matters immensely to me.
And it matters to all of us as well, sir.
I was about to,
yes.
Go,
yes.
to say that.
It does, and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate the support and encouragement of every member here that's been, that I have met and spoken to on the phone or seen in the course of the last 10 months. So. And of course, Jamie, thanks for your patience.
Of course. We just did our welcome and intros, I think. So this is just, who's that?
Okay, you know who that is? I think what I have said to you basically amplifies what's on that screen right now. This is not about me, not anything having to do with why I'm, about ambition, or I just want to get the job done for the community.
and that's what the bottom line is.
We will share with you all and a copy of our mission statement, which we just posted recently online. I have a shared folder for all the legislators that I will send out immediately after this meeting.
Now, that mission focuses on, dealing with violent crimes. And that's the number one thing we have to make sure that we are able to prosecute. And some not so intentional violent crimes as well, like the motor vehicle accidents that where somebody died in New Paltz, one in Saugerties. Those are serious matters that we need to deal with on a regular basis. In nonviolent crimes, again, we have quite a substantial number of them, but the resolutions of those take different forms. I have said it many times, just because the DA's office has a hammer doesn't mean that every crime or every offender is a nail. We have to find the right balance to deal with those situations. We have a mental health and related disorders that affect what people do. You have a youth crime prevention. These are areas that task the office. You have a diversion in some cases in the local courts as well as in the criminal courts. Diversion to address various aspects of what law enforcement deals with in the community. I want to maintain the diversity we have had in the office and continue to have in the office in a non-political sense. I don't care about what anybody's politics is, but we want to make sure everyone that's there is capable of doing the work, committed to doing the work, and continues to work for everyone in this county. I want to continue to promote the transparency, which has been part of what was missing in the past few administrations. I don't care if it helps or doesn't help me as a district attorney. The public knowing is very important, and part of that transparency is what putting out new press releases, going to the community and telling the community in community forums, reaching out to everyone to be available to answer questions. One of the things I require is the loyalty of service to the community. I don't care if she's loyal to me or not. Whether they are loyal to me or not as a DA, their loyalty to the community is the most important thing. If they are loyal to the community, they are loyal to me. And that's, the two are inextricably intertwined, but the most important part is the loyalty to the community. We have changing times and laws. The laws that have changed since 2020 have had tremendous impact on DA's offices across the state, which is part of the reason why the ATP money was given to all the counties, DA's offices across the state. Right now, the DA's office is under six separate roofs. Six. I don't think any other DA's off, any other county agency is having that experience, and it makes it difficult. Right now, we have four or five people in court at any given time, and it's really difficult to function. So if you get a chance to read my mission statement, you'll have a little more, a little further explanation of these areas. Yeah. As you can see there, these are the faces of people who were killed that we recently prosecuted. It's important for us to be able to do the work, to give them, do justice for them in their name, but justice for their families and justice for the community that has suffered the loss of these individuals. It's important. One of those individuals
Yeah, I think Daniel spotted.
That's on the next one. So okay. these are cases that have had resolutions recently, one as recently as Friday. That's Dominique Green in the middle. He's a victim of gun violence in the city of Kingston. And these are the cases that were resolved over the past. And then the next slide, these are the cases that are open currently. There's a few more.
Right now, as district attorney, I have 4 homicide trials this year. Why is that? Because I don't have enough people. Ms. Comoni Mills has her hands full. So does he. He's got 270 cases on his, in his bag, plus the 2 vehicular homicides that just happened. So getting people that can come in here and help with the prosecution of what we're dealing with is absolutely essential. The 4 cases I have, one of them is on for trial in 2 weeks, on February 13th, which is less than 2 weeks now. So the need is desperate right now. Our Chief Assistant DA has dealt with victims as extensively as I have, but she has also, run some programs that deal with victim offenses specifically. And I would like for her to say, make a comment to you, and I hope it does, reach you.
Thank you. Saja, could you go back 2 slides? I did prepare something to address you each tonight. I want us all to think about what do we as a community want our response from the district attorney's office to crime to look like. If you are a victim of burglary, if your child is sexually abused by a neighbor or by a relative, what do we want that response from the district attorney's office to be? You would want your case given attention. You would want a competent assistant district attorney assigned who has resources and guidance. You would want that attorney to stay in contact with you, to review all of the police records, to meet with the officers that responded, to meet with you, to collect evidence the police may not have, to explore every avenue available to them, to have the space and capacity to review that evidence, to file their discovery, to prepare their witnesses for grand jury, to present the case to grand jury, to prepare witnesses for pretrial hearings, respond to motions, file certificates of compliance, and ultimately try the case before a jury of 12 members of our community. And we want them to trust that the people of the state of New York are represented in a way that each of us here expect from the DA's office. That is just on one case. One single case, and that is what we expect from a prosecutor on a single case. Our prosecutors, our felony prosecutors, are carrying a caseload of 75 cases on average. 75 cases, 75 burglaries, child sexual assault, adult rapes. And each of the victims on each of those cases deserve to have their cases handled competently with the space from the assistant district attorney to be able to respond to them. In addition, we want to be able to pursue programming and innovations in the criminal justice system. Saja, can you go back one more slide, please? And the reason why I asked for this particular slide to be up, because one of these cases, one of the homicide cases that I handled last year, the woman on the right-hand side, who I won't mention her name because I know we're streaming, she was brutally murdered in the town of Ulster. And the night that she was murdered, I was down at the police station after responding to the scene. I was down at the police station and I met with her family. And her son, who was understandably beside himself, said to me, after I introduced myself, "Can we hire our own attorney to prosecute this case? I want the best of the best." And I understood where he was coming from and what he meant by that. And what I did was I spent every single day for the next week away from my 3-year-old and my 5-year-old to be at the Town of Ulster Police Department so that I could give him the best of the best. How can I do that with 75 cases? How can anyone do that with 75 cases? So I guess the bottom line that I would like for everybody to walk away from today and hearing from us is that we need, as a community, we need to retain the staff that we have at the district attorney's office for the safety of the community. And the way that we need to do that is to reduce their caseloads by having more assistant DAs increase their salaries to be comparative with the adjoining counties like Dutchess, so that they stay and their experience gives back to this community, that they're invested in this community, and we're not training attorneys, giving them the experience, and then they're going to Dutchess County and giving back to Dutchess County. We want them here in Ulster County so we can provide the service to each of you and to the members of the community. So thank you for giving me that opportunity to share my experiences and why this is so important. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Part of that is I do not like cutting corners. I do not want any of the assistants cutting corners. I wouldn't want corners cut if I were the victim. I don't think anybody would want that if they were the victim. The assistant DAs here subscribe to that belief. They commit to that idea of working. When everybody was leaving, because the work was too hard, because it was too much, they stuck around to make sure that the DA's office as a ship didn't sink. We didn't sink because of the work they have done, because of the work we have done collectively. We are not taking water anymore. But if we take the wrong turn, we will go back to taking water, and that's one thing we need to prevent. This is, it says, speaks for itself. A tale of two counties. The chief assistant DA in Ulster County, the salary is $124,030. Dutchess County, about more than $75,000 more. The bureau chief, $28,000 more in Dutchess County than here. Mid-level ADAs, $25,000 more than here. Entry-level ADAs in Ulster County, $78,000. In Dutchess County, $90,000. You can see how it is very easy to poach on Ulster County. They see the progress that we have made in the last 2 years because they read about it, they hear about it, they, lawyers from there come here and back and forth. And they identify specific ADAs to target them, to offer them more money. They have been targeted. If I had shackles, I would put it on them to keep them, but I can't.
Might be a crime.
I'm sorry?
That might be a crime.
You're telling me.
For the record.
But I hope you understand the desperation that I feel, that I am trying to communicate. It's so important. But when you think about it, Dutchess County has, I think they have about double the size of prosecutors we have in Ulster County. They make more, they have more people doing the work, but at the same time, the output is comparable. We are handling as much cases as they are, and we are having as much results as they are. So something is wrong there. Okay? The commitment we have in Ulster County with the people who are here, with the people I know two are still in the office right now. I know some are in court right now. And I know some are going to be in there at 8 o'clock in the morning, even though it's a 9-to-5 job. It has never been a 9-to-5 job for the DA's office here. Look at the comparison. In 2015 to 2023, okay, you can see the difference in 2020 and 21, and if those were impacted severely by COVID, because all the courts were shut down, all proceedings were essentially shut down, and whatever we could do virtually was done. But even though everything was shut down, crime wasn't shut down, and those piled up. You know what happened? It is these people that work in the DA's office now that hunkered down and cleaned all that back up, cleaned it. And look at where we are now, 2023. I don't believe that's the final stats, but comparable to what it was in 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019. If you look at 2022, the same, similar. It's because everyone working in that office is busting their behinds to make Ulster County proud. They are the kind of people that I commit myself to. And I think, we need that to come across. See the caseload? A number of times you have, I mean, there are multiple appearances in every case, but we have 3 or 4 visiting judges from other counties coming here to help with our criminal caseload. It's not just one Ulster County court. There are 3 or 4 going on at the same time with one DA's office. Imagine having 3 or 4 ADAs in various courts, the impact it has in the office. Sometimes you're going to be there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 6 hours, and continue the next day. Sometimes things that normally took a half hour to get done, 15 minutes to get done, are taking 3 to 6 hours, and then extended into the next few days. We have our local courts, right? I think we have about 41 judges altogether. Even though we have 22 municipalities, there are 2 judges in many of those courts. And it's somebody that has to appear. And this is where all the felonies, all the cases in the county originate. I wouldn't say 100%, but it's probably 98% of them originate in the local courts. So we have to have somebody there. All the things that happen at night about arraignments, about the bail reform, whether questions are being asked, it's something that somebody in the DA's office has to deal with. And we have to, if we are called at night, we go. If we are called during the day, we go. If it's Saturday or Sunday, we are there. And everyone is invested in getting, in making sure that this happens. You can go ahead.
Go ahead. DPL 245?
Sure.
Go through it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going?
What?
Oh.
Do you want me to go back?
Yes.
Go back? Okay.
Okay. the CPL 245 has imposed such a significant burden. And this is not something that applies to everybody who is a lawyer. This is something that prosecutors must comply with. Prosecutors must comply. If we don't comply, that affects, it impacts the case, it impacts the victim, it impacts our professional standing, because we are required to take steps to find things that must be disclosed, and then once it's disclosed, we must file a certificate of compliance to show that we have done so. And when you are certifying something, you are essentially swearing that what you're saying is true. You are putting your license, your meal ticket on the line. And this is something we have to do. If we don't do it, the case may get dismissed. There may be a sanction imposed on that case. There may be a sanction imposed on the assistant DA. As some of you may have read in the past about, you know, previous instances in 2020 and 2021 where discovery was, when it was fairly new, that something didn't happen as it was supposed to. There is something called due diligence. We know what that word says, but the courts interpret that to impose a huge burden on the prosecution to go further beyond what the police tell you, beyond what the police provide to you, to ask more questions, to dig in. And sometimes I can understand how some law enforcement officers would get upset that we are essentially, you know, requiring them to go beyond what they have done, what they can do, but that's the law that we are faced with. If you have a simple, you know, misdemeanor, the amount of time that can be involved. If you have a homicide case, and the Dawkins case, which happened January 1 of 2023 in Plattekill. Right now, he has more than 250,000 entries. Each one of those entries, and hopefully we'll see you next week in the DA's office for that presentation, each one of those entries could be 5 seconds or 15 hours to find 2 seconds of information. You have to spend that time to deal with that. You have to put that effort into it. Imagine that's one murder case, 250,000 entries. I've got 4 that I'm dealing with right now. She's got some. He's getting the vehicular crimes. We are extraditing somebody from Arizona in connection to another homicide in Ulster County. These are cases that involve so much material to deal with. Now, I'm talking about murder cases. Think about the assistant DA who is on the middle felony line. He or she is dealing with maybe 50,000 entries in each of the 70, 75, or whatever number of felony cases he or she has. Now, the assistant DA in the local court, who has 900 cases or 250, somewhere in between, is dealing with the same entries in about 20,000 entries in each case. You can understand and appreciate the difficulty that individual would have, and how it is frustrating. I don't want you to be paying for mental health services down the line, because I'm too old to go crazy. Okay, I've been too long in this business, and I am sufficiently weathered to deal with it. But the younger people, I do not want them to lose their passion for this job because we fail to give them the fuel, you know, to continue. Discovery used to be due, prior to 2020, if you had a case, discovery was due, but the timing was relaxed. You could turn over discovery the week of trial. I never liked that. It's not a good idea. You need to give defense attorneys time to review it. But what's happening now is some of them we have to turn over within 48 hours. Within 48 hours. In every case where somebody is in jail, you gotta turn it over within 20 days. If the person is not in jail, you gotta turn it over within 35 days. When you think about that, and then the number of cases that are involved, and the fact that each case is still continuing to be investigated and evidence developed, it's more than a challenge for any assistant DA to do. That's where you have that exponential increase in workload and responsibility. And that's what the ATP money was designed to address, to basically say thank you for the work you have been doing to carry all these new burdens forward, and thank you for the work you're going to continue to do, and use some of it to bring in people to help you, use some of it to reward the individuals with stipends to help them continue to do the work.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Now? I'm wondering, in the comparison to your last point about helping people continue to do their work, the comparison with Dutchess County, were the Dutchess numbers done after the ATP money was awarded?
The numbers are what their budget puts in. Not the district attorney is spending the ATP money independent of what's in the budget, because what I know from the individual, they have poached three individuals. Three of those individuals, two of them, one has gone already. One is leaving, I believe, next week. And the other decided to rescind, acceptance of the job. In those instances, they were given salaries in their budget more than what we make, we were making here. Mm-hmm. And then they were offered bonuses of $10,000, $20,000 to make them to come.
Great, thank you.
So, thank you.
Did you want to say something, Chair?
Just respect.
We just have two.
Okay,
more,
that's fine.
Yeah. Do you want to stay on this one?
No, you can.
Okay.
You can move on. These are the new laws that have taken effect since 2020. In fact, I believe that one of them, raise the age was passed in 2019 and may have taken effect in 2019, but the real impact actually began, the real effect began in 2020. These are things we've had to deal with. Some of them we didn't have to deal with before. Less is more is about probation.
Parole.
About parole. We've never had to deal with parole issues until this less is more. Now we have to be the ones in court dealing with it. Securing orders and bail. This may seem like something that existed before, because it did. But what happens now is that law enforcement requires more information, advice, and counsel in making its decision. And then we have to also work with the local judges who at 3 o'clock in the morning, they have to arraign somebody and they want help with understanding, whether that person is qualified to be put on bail or to be released or whatever the situation may be. Raise the age is another area where we have to designate a prosecutor to deal with those cases. The red flag laws, Domestic Violence Survivors Justice Act, is something I think it's more recent. We've had to do two hearings. One of them is the Pascarella hearing that's gone on for 2 days. It's 2 days and, you know, over 2 weeks. A significant commitment of time and effort. These are things that didn't exist before that we still have to deal with at this time.
We talked about
that
we're in six locations.
Yeah.
And that is something that we are addressing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again, we have a...
Is that the date you came up?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
No,
that
that's...
Will be.
We are inviting each and every one of you. We are pleading with each and every one of you. Please invite your fellow legislators. We want to, it's really important for everyone to understand what we are dealing with. And I will save the rest of the presentation for that time. Thank you for your attention.
And just one more thing. I don't know what we can do here today. Tabling the resolution just kicks the ball down the road, because if we can amend it, I will dedicate whatever it takes to get this done. Now I understand that, you know, we lost a month because the legislature doesn't meet in January, but I am happy to get it right. I think waiting means that this money is again not dispersed. Other DA's offices are trying to attract people who work here, and you know, I know everyone in this room, and I know all of my colleagues have essentially been working 7 days a week for a long time, you know, and I know it sounds like a lot of money, and it is for Ulster County, but our surrounding counties are doing, have already dispersed it, and, you know, if there's a way, my understanding is that if the resolutions aren't passed out of committee, and I understand that there's issues with them, but I will work in conjunction with everyone here to make sure they're right. I know Jamie spent a lot of hours on it, and these are not her only resolutions, but you know, it's just a way to, unfortunately, the way the charter works, the way our county rules work, I don't know how else to do it, and you know, waiting another month just means that everyone who's there now, who, you know, there are some people who are working there on a salary of $78,000 and are handling 900 cases.
You know,
why should they stay?
Every county got a certain amount. The amount we got is not the same as the other counties. Some got more, some probably got less. But whatever it takes, if it takes right now for me to stay overnight to get this adjustment, whatever is needed done, I will do it. I will push aside the trial I'm preparing for. I will do it. I'll probably require her to stay. I will probably require one of them to stay or to come in early to help, because it matters to everybody in that office. Whatever it takes to get it done, if we cannot push, you know, put it through today or tonight, is there anything we can do tomorrow? Is there another, you know, legislative body, you know, committee that we can go through to make sure that we don't lose the time? And the more time we lose, the chances that we're going to lose part of the money or all of it. And that's it.
Anything that you'd like to add?
procedure-wise, whether the resolution is postponed with the hope of an amendment, it would still come before the legislature at the March 19th session. So whether it's withdrawn with a new resolution submitted or postponed and amended, it would be before the body at the soonest March 19th.
And
there's no way to go to Ways. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, Chair. There's no way to go to Ways and Means.
My recommendation is for the committee to not pass it in its current form.
So, with everything that is said, I will speak for myself, and my committee can speak for themselves, but we know what you do is very, very difficult, and it is so appreciated what you do. With that said, this isn't a new problem that just arose in the last 31 days of our new term. Even if we went back to December when we did budget and we gave you everything that you asked for, and I'm not saying you, I'm saying as a department because it's a new regime now. Even if we had given everything that was asked for, that doesn't come close to what you're asking for now. So the problem was there. And if we had agreed to everything 100%, it still wouldn't have been anywhere near what you're asking for now. I agree that we have to look at everything. I would love to be able to put this through, but technically there is no way possible that we can make, if you want to look at this, just that's a markup that we did on the one, that we can get it through now. There is no possible way. I wish I had different news, but there's protocol, there's procedure. That's why we're here. My recommendation I would agree with our financial CPA on this is that we, try to work it out for the next committee meeting. So, any discussion or questions?
I'd like to make a brief comment. I'd like to separate it into the spirit of and the letter. Thank you for your presentation. It was very, very moving. The work you do at the DA's office is of utmost importance. I don't think there's an agency in the county that is literally more important than what y'all do. And I think that those salary things would need to be looked at and addressed, and that back and forth of what's fair compensation, what's good compensation, what do we need to do to keep qualified people, that goes across many spectrums of other departments and agencies and town and county and state government. With that being said, I do think that the letters matter also, and that's why this is going to probably be postponed for a month. I think the comparison to Ulster and Dutchess County was not a fair comparison, in that I really think it would have been best to also include Orange, Sullivan, and Greene counties to get a better perspective of where is Ulster County District Attorney's Office salaries at related to the whole, as opposed to the Dutchess. I don't think that's necessarily a fair comparison. But I think, you can't be pro law enforcement and not be pro the DA's office. You're commended for your commitment to the county and also to your personnel. I think that's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. And regarding the comparison to other counties adjoining Ulster County, that's across the board. What the presentation is across the board, that we are less paid than, I believe, each and every one of them.
Can you forward that information to our clerk, and then she can get it to us just so we have it?
Yes.
Thank you. Not now, whenever, obviously.
I just wanted to say that I believe as a committee we agree with the presentation, the intent of what you're bringing to us tonight. We want to work with you and make sure everyone's getting what you think you should be getting. I think because this is the first time I've experienced math errors at in the night of the committee, that we are required to wait a little bit, but we will come up with a solution that works.
Yes?
I just want to say that I respect you and the work that you do. I support the great idea, but for me, I have to take the advice of the CPA, who, if she doesn't feel comfortable with that, then I have to go with that. But I am in support of this, so you do have my support there.
Thank you, and if the legislative CPA, if I may have time to, you know, perhaps meet with you to understand more. And of course, Jamie has been available to us in helping us. And, you know, I want to get this right, one, you know, for one thing, but I also want to make sure that what the ADAs are expecting or entitled to from what the state has, you know, granted to them does get to them quickly. I am afraid if we wait till March 19th, and the money has to be spent by March 31st. I think that creates a significant concern. And anything we can do regarding the ATP money, sooner would be better. I understand. Honestly, I do not understand how the legislative terms work or run. But I am going to do the best I can to understand it and to work within it to make sure that we get this in front of the legislature at the soonest time.
Any other comments or discussions? So resolution number 49 and number 50, we're going to postpone at this time. Any new business? Any old business? Okay, can I make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you, everyone. Can I have